Thank you very much. Let me just give you a quick overview. We are an investment manager. BNP Paribas Real Estate Investment Services is a smaller company within the REIM group at BNP Paribas, so the investment management arm of BNP Paribas Real Estate. We mainly deal with institutions, and we actually present funds both on a local and pan-European level. What we've done with the RPI implementation is actually reflecting on ways to remain in the core segment as investors, and we have actually pretty soon identified the sustainability as one of the issues which needs to be properly tackled in order to keep the risk level at the core level for investments. So we have decided actually to work actually in a way where measurement is a key success factor. So we have decided to actually choose different levels of intervention and report in order to be able to monitor easily and quickly, which in our view is a key success factor for this implementation. So I would just highlight this in a few slides, where we actually are committed to those principles we think indeed are creating value in the longer term, and we also recognize that adopting this approach is indeed creating overall wealth for the society. So the statement came actually in realistic terms from the vision that in Europe, probably more than in the US, the demand and the awareness among stakeholders in the real estate industry has increased quite dramatically. We do regular surveys with end users, and it's fascinating, I think, to see that the results for the 2007 survey was quoting something like 21% of the end users, larger companies and so on, considering sustainability and sustainable development as an interesting area, so to say. 2 years ago, we had a rise of the figure to 67%, and now we are getting only 10% of those same end users. We are actually broadening the scale of the survey, just saying sustainable development is not yet a priority. So this is dramatic. This is evolving also in a context where in Europe especially you have a strong regulatory framework being written down, so some level of uncertainty, some need of anticipation of the trends and what will be the criteria going forward. So kind of putting ourselves in the best practice chair to try and monitor what we are doing, the progress we're doing, and where we need to prioritize interventions. So the first level of analysis we've made is actually to review the markets and basically stating clearly that, like, it is very good to target green labeled buildings, but you need to take into account for a responsible policy that the age of the stock is pretty viable. If I look at this slide, the number 4, which you should see on your screen, what we've tried to do is using PMA data to assess the what we call likely age, because we don't have a proper proper information level for the age, the actual age of the stock. So we have made some calculation to estimate overall the age of the stock. You see that in many cities in Europe, what you have in effect, stock which is more than 20 years old. So at the end of the day, the property industry, of course, needs to deal with not only new properties, but also the existing stock. And that's a major issue facing the industry. If I go then on a first level of checking, I would say that in general, real estate is indeed a information management intensive activity. So at the first stage, we design a very quick review, which is feasible, I would say, in less than half an hour per asset, actually, where we check on 8 areas. the information available. And the first level is actually, I will be quick on that, of course, but the first level is actually having information available on different issues having a potential impact is already a first very good signal on where you stand compared to what you need to do to improve the properties. Then you have the checking of regulatory compliance, which is, of course, a key issue because regulations are evolving quite quickly today. Risk identification, the existence of existing ratings, whether the building is rated or not, energy consumption measurement, waste, water, the transportation status, whether the asset is well positioned with infrastructure and so on, and of course then, whether you have implemented anything on the use of the property with the manager. So it's a very, very quick checking, I would say, which is allowing to have a first diagnosis and a first scanning of the portfolio to just identify where you have buildings which should be properly positioned and where you have buildings which need to be worked on. The second step is what we call the asset sustainability rating. It's then a more in-depth review. You need to actually visit the building, kind of do proper due diligence, but that's the first stage. And we also assess the building on 8 dimensions. And I think this is actually a little bit more pragmatic, concrete, because the idea there is confirming our view that for sustainability issues, of course, green is not enough. And that's where we have actually, out of the 8 dimensions, I would say 4 dimensions which are which can be qualified as green, and 4 others which are more relating to the urban context and broader sustainability issues. So namely, of course, location and transportation links, the urban environment and the quality of urban flavor, I would say. Are there any retail facilities? Is the environment mixed with some residential? How is the quality of urban service and public service in the area? Those type of things. And we think it's indeed important not to forget and avoid kind of strategies where you would be very satisfied with green buildings, but probably in the middle of a location which is ultimately and as a whole not sustainable. So that's the second level. And then the third level is, of course, proper due diligence, and then that's more on a technical point of view once we have assessed that the building is likely to fulfill the criteria on a more broader basis. What we think as a company also is that integration is key to succeed in RPI. What we mean is very often in Europe, for the time being, what we have is actually a very good photograph of a green rating building where the target are met from a technical point of view, being bronze, gold, or silver, or platinum. But then, very often, what you need is indeed to fulfill the potential, a proper management and a proper attention on the building monitoring, maintenance, and also a relationship with the tenant so that the use of the property is properly implemented in order to fulfill the target. And that's, I would say, the main target we would have at the second step, because in the end, the impact of any building on the environment and on the society as well is 90% during its life cycle, not during its construction phase. So that's where I end. We have actually decided to take a step further and brand the process of management we have designed, and we have launched a first fund on a pan-European basis, which is called Nexus Debt Income Fund, where we actually implement this kind of strategy. I thank you for your attention.